ask any parent about their child's development, and they'll often talk about speech and language development, gross motor skills, or even physical growth. But a child's social development, her ability to interact with other children and adults, is a critical piece of the development puzzle. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Diane.
Today, we'll discuss why social development is so important for children and how parents and caregivers can support this growth in healthy ways.
So, Diane, we're talking about social development. What is social development? It refers to the process in which a child learns to interact with others around them. As they develop and perceive their own individuality within their community, they also gain skills to communicate with other people and process their actions. Social development most often refers to how a child develops friendships and other relationships, as well as how a child handles conflict with their peers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reasons we want to talk about it today is that it really is important.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually impact many of the other forms of development a child experiences that I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
A child's ability to interact in a healthy way with the people around her can impact everything from learning new words mm-hmm. as a toddler, to being able to resist peer pressure as a high school student, and to successfully navigating the challenges of adulthood.
That's right. So healthy social development can help your child do a few things, and we'll mm-hmm. talk about those. Develop language skills is one of them. An ability to interact with other children allows for more opportunities to practice and learn speech and language skills that they're not necessarily around.
Right.
This is a positive cycle because as communication skills improve, a child is better able to relate to and react to so many people around them.
Right. Another point about healthy social development and how it can really help your child is building self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Other children provide a child with some of her most exciting and fun experiences. So when a young child is unable to make friends, it can be frustrating or even
right.
painful.
Right.
A healthy circle of friends reinforces a child's comfort level with his or her own individuality.
And that's so important, the self-esteem piece.
Yeah.
Social development can also strengthen learning skills. In addition to the impact social development can have on general communication, many researchers believe that having a healthy relationship with peers from preschool on up to wherever,
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
allows for adjustment to different school settings and also different challenges.
And I think that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, studies show that children who have a hard time getting along with classmates as early as preschool
mm-hmm.
are more likely to experience later academic difficulties and challenges.
That's right. Healthy social development can help in resolving conflicts. You build stronger self-esteem and better language skills. It can ultimately lead to a better ability to resolve differences with your peers on all levels.
So establishing a positive attitude is just critical. A positive attitude ultimately leads to better relationships
mm-hmm.
with others and a higher self-confidence
right.
for your child. So Tanya, let's talk a little bit about how parents can make a difference when it comes to social development.
I think that's important. Studies show that everyday experiences with parents are fundamental to a child's developing their own social skill set. Parents provide a child with their very first opportunities to develop a relationship, communicate, and interact.
And it's the point that I think we seem to raise in many of the different topics revolving around parenting, but it's that role model.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
a parent, you also model for
right.
your child every
right.
day how
right.
you interact and how they will see you interact with the people
right.
around you.
Right. And because social development is not talked about as much as some other developmental measures, it's very hard for parents to understand the process and to evaluate how their child is developing in this area. They kind of have to step back a little bit.
Right. There are some basic developmental milestones at every age, as well as some helpful tips a parent can use to support their child. So
mm-hmm.
I think it would be helpful for us to walk through those, and we'd like to do it sort of by age of,
okay.
of children.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with infants and toddlers. During the first 2 years of life, huge, as we all know, huge amounts of development are rapidly
mm-hmm.
occurring. in terms of sort of this aspect of social development, you can expect your child to smile and react positively to you and other caregivers. Also, this is a time when they can develop stranger anxiety.
Right.
Though it can be frustrating, you need to know that this is a normal step in their development.
Mm-hmm. And those first 2 years of life, infants and toddlers, they also develop an attachment to a object that's comfortable for them, a blanket, a stuffed animal. They begin to show anxiety around other children, so it's important to kind of help them with that. And they imitate adults and children.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a child develops in other ways, many social skills are learned simply through copying what a parent or a sibling or someone else around them does. And infants and toddlers also are affected by emotions of parents and other people around them.
Mm-hmm. So kind of keeping this in mind, as a parent, you can respond to your baby's needs promptly.
Mm-hmm.
Your child is learning how to trust someone. That's really critical time for trust.
Right.
Also, make eye contact with your baby. Get down to their level and connect visually when you interact with them.
And parents, it's important to even talk to your baby, even if you're babbling.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to your baby, always pausing to allow them to have some kind of response to what you're saying. Play copycat with words and actions, and also play peekaboo. This teaches your child that even if you disappear, you'll come back, and sets the stage for less stranger anxiety in the future.
That's a really good That's a very good point. You know, if someone is just tuning in, you're listening to Parenting Today, we're talking about social development. You just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families. And I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia. And we're walking through the different age categories of children and how you can be aware and help with their social development.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent with infant and toddlers, two more points I wanted to make is that you can involve your baby in daily activities such as running errands mm-hmm. or visiting friends. And this shows them how you interact with others right. in a respectful and positive way. Also, this is about the time that you can begin to arrange play dates so
right.
that your child can interact with his or her peers.
Right. And parents, developmental milestones of preschoolers. By this age, the stage has been set in the earliest years, those infants and toddler years, mostly by parental or other family interactions. As preschool begins, your child can explore independently.
Mm-hmm.
They've developed some independent skills, so they want to explore. They're very curious. And they also express affection openly, though not always accurately. There can still be much frustration for your child as language development is still happening.
That's right. And at this age, they still show some stranger anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's natural. This is when they may perfect the temper tantrum. It can be stressful,
mm-hmm.
but again, tantrums are a normal part of child development. They also begin to learn how to soothe themselves.
Right. And they're also aware, preschoolers are more aware of others' emotions, and they cooperate with other children. And they also express fear or anxiety before an upcoming event, such as a doctor's visit, a dental visit,
mm-hmm.
Going to see strangers that they really don't know. They can express that, too.
That's right. So, in terms of preschoolers, as a parent, you can demonstrate your own love through words and physical affection, which is a great way to begin teaching a child how to express other emotions as well. Also, help your child express their emotions by talking through
mm-hmm.
what they're feeling.
And as parents, we can play with your children in a peer-like way, not a friendship way, but
mm-hmm.
a peer-like way to encourage cooperative play. This is helpful when they are in a group environment and have to share toys and cooperate. And that's a tricky age for preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to develop play dates and opportunities to interact with other children. And parents, also provide examples of your trust in others, such as your own friendships or other relationships. And we talk about that a lot.
Yeah. And then getting a little bit older, school-age children. By age 5 and older, a child's
mm-hmm.
social development begins to reach new levels. This is a point in time when most children will spend more hours in a day with
right.
other children than with right. their own parents.
Right. And at that age, it's normal for them to thrive on friendships that they
right.
develop in school or other social settings. And want to please friends as
mm-hmm.
well as be more like their friends. School-age children, 5 and up, also begin to recognize power in relationships as well as the larger community.
They also recognize and fear bullies or may display bully-like behavior themselves. At this age, as early even as 10, children may begin to reject parents' opinion of friends and certain behaviors. Again, this is a normal step, but it can be especially frustrating for parents.
So as a parent, how can you help your school-ager? Well, you can talk to your child about social relationships and values by asking them about school and friends that they interact with every day. You can also allow children the opportunity to discuss social conflicts and problem solve their reactions and actions to what happened.
Mm-hmm. You can discuss the subject of bullying and harassment, both in person and on the internet. You can also allow older children to work out everyday problems on their own.
Also, keep the lines of communication open. As a parent, you want to make yourself available to listen and support your child in non-judgmental ways.
Right.
Just make sure that you're open to hearing what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about social development and at every stage and how it's helpful and what's healthy in social development. Your child's social development is a complex issue that is constantly changing. But the good news is that parents can have a big impact on how it progresses.
By modeling healthy relationships and staying connected with your child, you can help them relate to the people around them in positive and beneficial ways.
And by encouraging them to engage with other children and adults, you're setting them up to enjoy the benefits of social health, from good self-esteem to strong communication skills to the ability to trust and connect with those around them.
And remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but asking for help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about supporting your child's social development and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families, and I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and this has been Parenting Today.